everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon, and I am going to be with you for about 45 minutes. Or no, I'm sorry, 58 minutes. Where am I? I'm in the wrong zone. But anyhow, I have two wonderful people for me. And this is a real interesting show. And for grandparents and parents, let me preface this by saying this. If your children or grandchildren are not, you're not happy with the quality or whatever of their education, please look at St. Agnes Academy in Dalton. That's Father Guy, the good-looking guy with hair, obviously. he's Father Chris Malatesta. And the principal is, Fadia, I'll butcher your name, so I'll let you say it.
It's Fadia McDissi.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to. I'll let you say it. You first. We're here today to one, to promote sacred St. Agnes, and two, to tell Fadi has been she's got a great award, recognition, I guess is the better word. You want to tell us about that, Fadia, please?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Again, it's Fadia McDissi. I am the principal of St. Agnes Academy. This is my sixth year here, enjoying every single minute of it, working alongside Father Chris, a great mentor and leader, and I have a wonderful team of educators. I've been invited to join a great group of educators and leaders in education from around the world, to speak at NEASC conference. It's an annual conference. NEASC is a New England associate for school and colleges. And the conference will be in November 2022. I will be speaking in November 22nd. It's, you know, educational leaders in the world come together. We know that it's you know, as educational leaders in a world of diverse culture, values, and conflict, it's very important, more important than ever, to put the well-being of the students at the center of everything we do. And I think this conference is great because it encourages honesty, honest conversation, to build common ground and shift the conversation toward meeting the needs of all students. So this is why I'm very excited about it. You know, coming from a different culture, this is important to me. It's personal to me, but also being able and being given the opportunity to be a leader in education, to have that platform and combine my own experience, you know, as someone who immigrated to this country, to spread a positive message, is an honor and a privilege, and I'm very excited to be there. And I'm also excited to present what St. Agnes is. You know, this I'm going to be presenting at myself, but I present St. Agnes. I present Catholic education. I'm very excited because my superintendent will be attending as well, and some of my colleagues. So this will be no pressure, right? But this is will be great. This will be a great experience, a wonderful platform to speak a little bit about not just myself and my own experience, but the great opportunity to serve as St. Agnes Academy principal.
Well, Father Chris, you have to be in seventh heaven with this invitation. I mean, you collectively, both of you and the teachers have really... It is an academic, really academic, wonderful institution for kids to go to. We have friends that have kids there. We know people who teach there. And you both should be congratulated. Everybody connected with it should be congratulated.
Yeah, Fadia brings an amazing energy to the school. So we're really, really proud that she's been chosen for really kind of a national stage type honor in regards to offering that workshop and being able to collaborate. But it raises us, you know, she's not shy about getting our word out to our local community, and now brings us to a whole nother platform as well. So it really continues to really just further the kind of academic excellence and the good work that she's been doing in our school. So we're really very excited for her and our school community.
The other piece too, I think I have to say this. I'm a big supporter of Catholic education, and I'll be happy to tell you why. Because there were a couple of nights when I was in the war in Vietnam that I didn't think we would be seeing the morning sun. And it was that faith, that second, third, fourth, fifth grade education that got me, gave me the inspiration and the prayers to get me through it. That's why I support Catholic education. You don't have to be in Fadia, you don't have to be Catholic to go to St. Agnes Academy.
You don't. And this is one of, you know, the very few misconception of about St. Agnes we are trying to clarify. You know, one other concept is that people can't afford St. Agnes. And I say this, anyone who really believe in our mission can afford St. Agnes. Father Chris and the whole team work with any family who really want their kids to get, you know, a good solid Catholic education to help them get into the school. It's not something people can't afford. We will make sure that people can get here if they really need to get here. And they don't need to be Catholic, you know. Faith is big part of what we do. That's for sure. No denial. But we live our faith through our life. You know, we promote kindness and being open and welcoming people and taking care of our children as a whole, individual whole. So I think we've had people from, and Father Chris is very involved in he might, you know, if I forget something, he might remind me. We had people comes from so many different backgrounds and different kind of faith. We had Muslim kids, kids from India, from different, you know, background of faith. We have some Jewish community coming to us. We welcome everyone, and we love our children dearly, and we do everything in our power to take care of them. And that's what count.
Well, Father, what she just said is so true. You are, you remind me of a priest. I think you may not, you may be too young to remember him. He, his name was Father Tom Lowen, and he was a curate at the school at St. Charles when I was there. And he was in the playground when we were out, and he was walking around. I know you do the same thing. You're an integral part of that community.
And happy to be part of it. I always say that our school makes for a healthier parish, and our parish involvement in the school makes for a healthier school. You know, so together that, you know, that we thrive together. And I would echo the words of, you know, Fadia saying that we are a very welcoming community in regards to, you know, welcoming people of all faiths. And, you know, I always say that we have much more in common.
That's right.
You know, as good people than things that separate us. The world wants to believe that there's more that separates us, but it's not true. And we teach the opposite of that there. And then I, in regards to what she had mentioned about affording St. Agnes, I am going to say, like, you know, people can't not afford St. Agnes, right? It's really like it's going to pay dividends down the road, like in the future that we, you know, we track our students as they leave us, and that we just see that they continue to excel. So things that people are worried about, you know, like in regards to, you know, how they'll transition into even public school sector, or how they'll do when they get to high school. Like, we teach for lifelong learning at St. Agnes, and the study skills and those types of things, you know, like pay dividends down the road. So it's really, we encourage people not to be afraid with the price tag, but come to take a close look at us.
And you know, when I was growing up, actually a young man, my father said to me, you know, when you have a family, you have two things you have to ensure. One, that you're a good role model. And two, that your children have a good education. And I tried my best to do that. My son went all the way through Catholic school, through the old St. Joe, and he's doing okay for himself. in life. But Fadi, a little bit more about this organization, because it's very, I don't want to less, it's a very prestigious organization.
It is. I think NIASC has been, accrediting schools in the country and around the world for so many years. It's very trusted. It's driven by a mission to, educate and provide support and professional development, but make sure that the schools are doing what they, living to their full potential.
Right.
Because we, every school is unique in their own way, and NIASC has been helping those schools thrive and close the gaps or, face the challenges. And again, this specific conference is about, bringing global community of K through 12 school leaders together, for those 3 days to, for like deep collaborative learning. The leadership conference this year is going to deliver a dynamic exchange of insights and ideas on like how to bridge divides and bring people together, back to the message where like Father Chris just mentioned, focusing. And that's also my personal belief. And this, I think that was one of the reasons why I was invited to NIASC. My workshop, I've been doing a workshop for educators around the Berkshire, and it's called Roots and Wings. And it's Roots and Wings, how American educators faced my, influenced my success story as an immigrant in this field. So we want to focus on the positive. There's so much negativity going around. There's so much, division, and there's so many things that are pulling us apart. So our message, my personal message, my message, and Father Chris combined, and as a school and Catholic education in general, is let's celebrate what brings us together. Let's focus on the positive things that bring people together. And I think it's in St. Agnes' mission statement. If you allow me to read our mission statement.
I would absolutely. This is your guy's hour.
Yeah.
Or 58 minutes, whatever. But so, because I'm a big believer in what you're doing.
Right. And this is exactly what we're doing. I think St. Agnes Academy is truly living to our mission statement. So our mission statement says St. Agnes Academy is a Catholic parish school united by God's love, living and sharing our faith daily. So that answered the question for people who say, if I'm not Catholic, right, can I join? Because this is how we live and share our faith. We share it, we live it, and share it in a daily basis. We strive for academic success. We have some of the top teachers,
yes,
all certified and licensed and with great experience, wonderful educators at St. Agnes. And so we promote that through awareness and appreciation of community involvement as a lifestyle. This is very important. You walk, and let's just like not just, say mission statement. Let's just see how St. Agnes actually living their mission statement. I invite people to come and just take a tour, have their children shadow, visit us, walk around the school and get the feeling. See how people feel when they walk around. Our kids yesterday, for example, we had a pink day. We have our pink day. And we have kids from pre-K through 8, which is wonderful. But we thought about increasing awareness about cancer, but we also took into account that we have little children who this subject might be very sensitive for them, right, to understand. So we decided we're just going to do a pink day where we promote kindness and empathy. Oh. The energy, the atmosphere, I encourage people to go to our Facebook page and just look at all the pictures and videos. That you can feel that St. Agnes truly lived its mission every day by promoting a wonderful program academically for our kids. You just mentioned before, and Father maybe made some comments about it. People sometimes worry, parents worry, and it's their right to worry about this. Like, sure, if I send my kids to St. Agnes and there is no high school, they're going to go back into the public system. How are my kids going to do? I have 3 children who graduated from St. Agnes, and they're all in high school now. a prayer for me, Father Chris. So, you know, having lived that as a parent and being very involved in my community, the two things I can tell parents who have like this concern, which is very valid concern, I have to say that. Yeah. Number one, from my own experience as a parent, my kids did a fantastic job at Bisfield High School. And I think part of it because of what they learned through their middle school years at St. Agnes, yeah, and before and earlier. I think it gave them the skills, the resilience, the you know, the work habits to be able to face any challenge that might have to face. Even the MCAS, you know, people say, but you don't do MCAS, public school do, or my kid's going to be lost when they go there and have to do it. My kids did it. All that skills that they learned at St. Agnes helped them be a better exam taker, if that is the term I can use.
Yeah.
An exam or a test at that scale need some skills. You can help people be a better test taker or exam taker. And I think St. Agnes does a really fantastic job with that. And the other thing I would like to mention to parents is, you know, who are worried about their kids going from St. Agnes into a bigger school, sure, you know, socially, emotionally. I think our children figure out their way to do exactly what other high school is doing, whether they went to St. Agnes or not. They know how to figure out their group. We all know that friends, you know, children in high school and middle school, they're looking for their place. Where do I fit? Who are my people? Who are my friends? And this is not a public school thing. This is not a St. Agnes thing. This is the nature of the kids growing up and learning who they are and where they fit and who are their group. So they are trying to find their place, whether, no matter where they come from, right?
Right.
And I think St. Agnes, during those crucial years of middle school, give them a different option on how to think, who you're supposed to surround yourself with. We see so many families come to us. We see that jump in middle school, you know, enrollment, sure, because the parents think, you know what? Those are very important years to prepare my child to go into high school. They might not be making the best decision through these 3 years, and it's very crucial. Let me surround them with a small community where they can focus on their schoolwork and that skills that will make them stronger and make better decisions when they are in high school. So I really encourage people to come and visit St. Agnes. Think of St. Agnes as another option. I am, you know, I chose the Berkshire to be my home, and I believe in my community. And I believe that St. Agnes is just another option for parents to explore and consider.
Go ahead, Father.
Yeah, we often also see that people are worried about, you know, not only what's coming next, but that they worry, since we're kind of a small school, that we don't have the same services that other schools have. Mm-hmm. But we offer the specials that the other schools have regards to technology. Yeah. And yeah. I would like to say that I would question to say that there are probably very few schools in the county that have some of the advanced technologies that we have at St. Agnes Academy. Like we put a big investment into that, but we have music and arts appreciation. We have a art teacher and program for the for that. So we have the appreciation of that, and then we have Spanish as well. You know, so we have foreign language. So we really feel that we have a well-rounded program. And that's why I would echo the words that Fadia said in regards to come visit us. You know, I often hear when people come, they're amazed at right. really kind of the learning that goes on in our building. And I told Fadia, like, I was so impressed at the beginning of this year. I was over at the school with day one, in about 15 minutes into that morning, day one of our school year, and I was walking around from classroom to classroom. I become more of a disruption probably, but the kids were already learning. It's amazing, you know. So it's really this, you know, like we have a happy kids, but we also have a very calm, quiet learning environment. Like when you walk down the hallways of our school, it's not chaos, but there's a nice organization to our school, and we produce very happy, healthy, normal kids as well.
I think in fairness too, that that's an environment created by the principal, by the teachers. And I, you know, as I sit here thinking back on my days, because I went from Catholic school to public school, and I'll just tell you, Catholic school was, I look forward to going to Catholic school in the mornings. I can't always say that about public school. But one of the really important things too, and is that they're open for you to come visit. They're open for you to leave your child to shadow, to be with it. And I think that is really important because the kiddo has to want to come. The other thing that I sit here and I know Pittsfield's going through all kinds of everything. And not just Pittsfield, all the public schools. But I am a firm believer, and I'm not an educator. I'm an old cop. But I really believe in K-8. Now, I know that's not the current thing. But I think what happens is there's a camaraderie that grows. And there's mutual learning, mutual respect. And I don't want to get too far into this, but I was in the first grade and we had a child joining, a student joining us that had some issues. And these issues were visible issues, scars and stuff. And the sister said to us, so-and-so is going to be joining us. And I just want to, he's got some things. I don't want you, first grade, to be afraid. He's a wonderful person. He's a wonderful child. We need to embrace him. I can, and I know we're now in our 70s, both of us. And to this day, I can see her, her name was Sister Helen James. Now, I don't remember where I parked the car. So for me to remember that, it's quite a, but that's the kind of, I guess why I'm painting this picture is so that people know that's kind of the environment that's painted at St. Agnes Academy. And I would be remiss if I did not say that you have the most wonderful custodian in the world.
We do. We have, you know, we have a wonderful of almost everything. Not bragging, but bragging, you know.
And yeah. Well, I had to put in a word for Ted, you know. We go back a day or
he's great. We love him. You know, our children actually, a couple of years ago, our eighth graders honored him. Oh. Through their dedication, their yearbook dedication was actually to celebrate him. And he didn't know it was a whole surprise for him, but they really loved and appreciated everything he's done. And this actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, Cindy, because this shows what we are all about.
Yes.
You know, our children know they appreciate people. They are kind most of the time. You know, we know children. But the thing is, this is an opportunity that very unique to St. Agnes, you know. Other schools can claim they have a wonderful academic program. They have extracurriculum like us. They have specials like us. They have, you know, Title I program, you know, busing. That's all we have, right? But what is very unique to St. Agnes is across grade interaction.
Yeah.
Our children from all grades team up together.
Oh, cool.
So, for example, yesterday during you know, awareness for like kindness and empathy, first grade wrote, we made a collection to go to St. Joe for cancer research, and our children made cards. So first grade and fourth grade, they made cards together. to go to the children. For example, our preschoolers, very young, trying to carve pumpkins, celebrating, you know, the season. And it's very hard for them with all the tools. So my, I think my seventh grader went there and helped them. For example, second grade, getting ready to do announcement, school announcement and morning prayers. And they had sixth grade come and help them prepare for that and guide them through the whole process. Eighth grade team up with little buddies in kindergarten. And it's all over. Every grade in the school, and we're very heavy on this intentionally. We've done it through the years, even before I came to St. Agnes. This is not something I invented, but we are very intentional and heavy about it this year.
And it's a win-win. It's like the kids, especially our middle schoolers, absolutely love working with the younger kids. And it's and you really develop that mentality that I'm not too cool for school, right? Like they become these mentors for these younger kids, and the younger kids just eat it up. They look up to the older kids, and I think it keeps our middle school so they're not older than they are. So much stuff is in our culture and our society that everybody wants to you know, like when you're in middle school, you shouldn't be doing high school things, right? Like middle school, you should be able to celebrate that age. And I really think that, like, very often with peer pressures and those types of things, that our kids get exposed to way too many things at too young an age. And we have a environment that at St. Agnes that we, you know, that we allow people to celebrate the age that they are.
You foster natural. I made this up just now, so it's probably not right. And I'll get the hate mail, not you guys. But it's like natural evolution, natural growing up. I mean, I remember at St. Charles, the eighth graders would come down and help us, you know, in the first and second and third grades and things like that. And to this day, I still admire people that were in the eighth grade when I was in third grade, you know, because of their and I also think, too, and I will say this, it's obvious. Sometimes I go to St. Agnes, and the one time we were out of town and came back, and we went to the 5:30 Mass. This was last year. And watching those kiddos, there were kids in first and second probably with their parents, but then there were kids in high school coming. And I thought, you know, you really have created a total family environment at that parish. That's a feather in your cap. I can't wear feathers because I have nothing to hold them. Thanks. But really and truly, and going back, you made an excellent point, both of you. I heard that, I'm so sick of hearing this. Well, they don't have the science and technology that the public schools do. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And Father, you just reinforce that. That's old school thinking with Catholic schools. The new Catholic schools are cutting edge. And Father, you can address that.
Yeah, it's true. And even in our middle school, what Fadia brought to our program a little bit was like specialization with our teachers, especially in the middle school classes, you know, so as opposed to, you know, everybody's thought in regards to the, you know, small elementary school, so to speak, is you got one teacher that's expected to be able to teach every single subject.
Yeah.
And it's not true. Like we have fourth and fifth grade classes switch, you know, teachers, the same thing in our middle school as well. The nice thing about our environment here is we're more than one building as well. So we have a campus feeling, which really is nice for our middle school students as they get to transition from classrooms, not even from just room to room, but building to building. And it's really, and all of those types of things, like prepare people for things that they will experience in the future.
And they're being fostered. Maybe that's not the right word, but and cared for. You I don't know if you knew this, but I ran the Violent Youthful Offender Program. And I will tell you, education, and people want to hear this, education is really the only way out of the criminal justice system. If I don't care what kind of academic, technical, vocational, and I would say between 85 and 90% of every kiddo that we had in that program had an IEP.
Yeah. And I just want to emphasize what you just mentioned about education. I am obviously a huge believer in education and how it can save your life or transform your life. I think education is very important, but I also understand this. Every parents want the best for their kids. I've never met a parent who said, I don't want the best for my child, or I don't want good education for my child. But education is hard. You know, if education was easy, we're all not going to be having this conversation. We'll be in like in a beach in Florida, like, you know, having a drink. But education is hard. It's not hard when it's done right. It's not hard when you have the child in mind. It's not hard when you are a school like St. Agnes Academy, where kids are able, students are able, and teachers are able to come and be creative and propose an idea and actually execute that idea. I was, you know, as some might know, I just mentioned, I have three kids in high school. My twin girls are going to college next year. So we are in the college search process. And we visited a few colleges over the summer, and one of them was Brown. So I remember the campus, gorgeous campus. And I remember, you know, students giving us a tour. And then one of my daughters asked about a subject or a field that she's really interested in. And it's not really offered everywhere. And I remember the person who was giving us a tour say, well, if we don't have it in Brown, we can create it for you.
Whoa.
And I thought to myself, like, oh, my Lord, this is what we do at St. Agnes. You know, someone can come to us and say, like, here's an idea. I have, for example, we have our eighth graders with their English teacher. They want to go to a Broadway in New York, and they part of their curriculum, things they're studying, and they want to visit some sites there. And they came and they said, well, we would like to go to New York. Can we start some fundraising to support us and learn through the way? And we said, well, let's think about it. We talked about it. I said, yes, go ahead for it. And now they are learning tons of skills about collaborating, coordinating, running fundraiser, writing letters, organizing Dine to Donate, personal communication, approaching businesses, and interaction, and they have a goal, right? And this is what is so unique about St. Agnes. We are privileged to be a private school where people's ideas can actually see the light without taking, you know, so many restrictions that apply to other schools. And I understand the public system, and I know it's really important to have that practice in place. I am not saying, you know, that is wrong. I'm just saying that St. Agnes is another option if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for a pre-K through 8 mini version of Brown for your child, St. Agnes is your choice.
We have to take a break. Please stay tuned. There's more coming. And we're going to kind of spotlight Fadia now and this big opportunity for her. Probably nerve-wracking, but it's still an opportunity. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV, channel 1301. As my saintly father said, parent, role model, and get your kid the best education you can. The doors of St. Agnes are open for you to take a look and see. We'll get to phone numbers and how you do that in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Whoa, like what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM. Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I'm here with just wonderful people, Father Chris Malatesta. And now I'm going to St. Agnes Principal Fadia
McDisi.
I knew that.
I know you knew.
That's what I was going to say.
I just like to say it.
Yeah, well, that's a not beautiful name. So, but we're here, we're talking about St. Agnes, but we're also here to congratulate and to kind of bask, Fadia, in the glow and sunlight of she's going to be speaking for
NEASC.
Thank NEASC. You. In November. This is could be a whole new audience, so we got to recap a little bit of what we did. So, Fadia, would you tell us again about your what you're going to talk about and when and all that?
Yeah, so I was invited to be a speaker at NEASC conference. New England Associate for Schools and Colleges. NEASC has been an organization that provides accreditation and professional development for educators from K through 12 for many years. The conference will be held in Boston. I think there is around 600 educators from around the world, in the United States, of course. They will be gathered for 3 days. That will be November 20 to November 22nd. I will be speaking in November 22nd. And this particular conference is, you know, the whole concept of it is, you know, as educational leaders in the world of diverse culture, values, and conflict, it's very important, more important than ever, to put the well-being of students at the center of everything we do. Right. And NEASC is bringing a global community of K through 12 school leaders together for those 3 days of deep collaborative learning to deliver like a dynamic exchange of insights and ideas on how to bridge the differences so we can celebrate what brings us together, celebrate our unique mission of education. So that's what I will be doing. It will be based on one of my workshops called Roots and Wings, how American teachers influenced my success story as an immigrant. You know, I came to the United States a little over 20 years ago to become a student again and then become, you know, a leader in education. And I have a wonderful experience that I would like to share. You know, the positive message of, I think there's so much negativity around diversity and inclusion and belonging. And where I come from is we really need to focus on the positive message if we want to get anywhere. Negative message get you nowhere. It just divides you even more. It makes everyone's life so hard. Life is very short for this. You know, the only fact in life is life is going to end for everyone at some point. So I like to focus on the positive and celebrate our strengths, celebrate what brings us together. And that's why it's called Roots and Wings, because roots is celebrating what makes each one of us unique, which is not unique to immigrants. It's unique to every human being. As Catholic educators, we believe that every child is child of God, and they need to be celebrated and valued and loved and cared for. But also you have the wings, you know, for people like me, you know, hundreds of thousands of students who immigrate to this country, they have their roots, but they also need to spread their wings. They need to be part of this community. They need to be part of this country. And then you have people who help them spread their roots. And those are the teachers, right? The educators. So celebrating your roots, celebrating your wings, and celebrating that thing that brings us together, that whole journey of being a student and then becoming, you know, I was privileged and honored to get an opportunity through, you know, St. Agnes to be who I am right now. And I would like for every human being to have the same opportunity where someone believe in them and someone can see them for who they are. Someone can go past their skin color, their accent, their religion, their background, and care for them as a human being and see their potential. And we only can do that if we focus on celebrating what brings us together.
Yeah, and again, with Father Chris, well, he's the pastor of St. Agnes Parish, and he's made the school such an integral part of the parish. Kids serve Mass. You know, I have to share this. I try to go to Mass as often as I can, but you don't see any more altar boys or altar girls. I very rarely do. They're adults. But in your parish, they're students.
Yeah, and we try to hold on to that opportunity for the kids. You know, like people always say, you know, the kids are the future of the church. I say the kids are part of the church right now, right?
And that's right.
And it really is about engaging them early, because if we don't engage them early, we're not going to have them in the future.
And you know, I think back, and I'm sure you do too, on being an altar boy and kind of the, for lack of a better word, the responsibility that went with that, knowing the procedure. And when I started, it was Latin. So, I often feel sad when I see, you know, somebody my age up serving Mass and there's kiddos sitting there. I applaud you, Father, for what you do.
Thank you.
Now, Fadia, if I want to bring my family or my child, or I want to take a walk through, how do we do that? And with phone numbers, please.
So people, you know, can do whatever, you know, they like to communicate with us. Some people, you know, if people would like to stop by, if you are in the area, you are in the Dalton area, and, you know, people tell us like, this is insane that we do that, but this is what we do. This is how we do it. If you are around and you stop by, have a conversation with Mrs. Flores. She is the sweetest person on earth. She will have a conversation with you. She will guide you, give you more information. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at 413-684-3143. And then Mrs. Fleury will take it from there, our admission office. If you like to go to our website, if you're not like face-to-face or you don't want to talk to someone over the phone, that's okay. Go to our website, look it up. There is a button you can click and you can inquire some more information and someone will be in, you know, in contact with you, send you some more resources. If you like to check our Facebook page first, look for St. Agnes Academy, and we have an Instagram account. Just look for St. Agnes Academy. You will get some more information to decide if this is something you want to pursue or not. And then we offer tours, which is very unique to St. Agnes. I think everyone is still in the COVID mood and people are not offering, you know, tours and visits, but right. We are. And we encourage people to come and visit. We encourage people to come and shadow for half a day, shadow for a whole day. We team the new students with other students who will be like their buddy for the day.
That's cool.
You know, help them understand the system. And then after that, we will have a conversation. We'll sit down and talk. You know, every student is different. We almost like, except for like pre-K, we like never accept the students without having conversation with the parents. What are you looking for? Like, this is us. What are you looking for? How can we work together? What's your child like? What they like, what they don't like? Our application process actually is very unique. This is something people really don't know. we have the kids, especially in middle school, we have the students involved in the application process. They write something like what interests them, what they like to do, what their strengths.
Almost like a college essay.
Right. So we do look at that. And then if the child has special need or like some challenges in some academic areas, we sit down and we talk about it. We are very transparent. You know, we say it as it is. We work with the parents. We are honest. But, you know, there is, you know, I say that we, the way we do education and leadership is here is love and logic.
Wow.
It's love and logic. You know, we love them. We care for them. But we really need to get the facts. We need to get feedback of everyone. It's the teamwork. It takes a village. I, from old people, know how hard it is to raise a child without people who are supporting you. I came to this country. I was one of seven. And then I'm here all by myself with two little girls and then three little girls. And like, what do I do? It takes a village to love and care and educate a child. So just let us be your partner in this.
You know, that was very profound. I think back on the ones that I interacted with, they didn't have a FADIA, and there many of them. 85% of them, I would say, would have never been with me if they had families like we've had. I stress that because it's the environment that they go into, regardless of what their home environment is. If they go into an environment like you have created at St. Agnes, safe, caring, respectful, that only helps any shortcomings they may have experienced outside. That's just my opinion. Oh, by the way, I got to do this or I'll be in jail. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti and the mayor's office, Peter White and the city hall and city council, and or the person who's riding their bicycle in the northbound lane going south on North Street. So, Father Chris, you got a marvelous operation there.
Yeah, we're proud of what we have, and it's a dedicated team. As Fadia said, you know, it takes many hands to make it work, and we're proud of what we contribute to the community. Yep. I'd also like to just say as well, we have great diversity in our school. You know, so it's really like, you know, I think that we're well rounded, so we give everybody a leg up later in life, but we have great diversity in our school as well. For a small school, I would, you know, a lot of times people would think that it's only the 1% that can afford us, and it's not true. Like we talk about, the fact is that it's very affordable to come to us. We work with families to make that happen, but we're a very well-rounded institution.
Yeah, and again, we go back and let's dispel rumors. It's not just for Catholics. And no, they're not going to try to convert you from whatever faith you're in to the Catholic faith. And as far as technology, and now I'll say this, Father Chris is a really technical guy himself. And what he's done in Fadia and that school, I would put up against any public school technology wise.
Right. And Bill, let me just tell you this, you know, and everyone knows Father Chris' background and true, like what true love and passion for, you know, technology. Technology is my background. I have two degrees, one in computer science and one in information technology. So I understand the value of technology. I am so proud to say that, you know, everyone hears about AI right now. I am proud to say that St. Agnes was probably the first school, not just in the diocese, in the whole area, to address the AI use. And we have a policy, St. Agnes, in our handbook. And that's something that everyone's afraid to tackle, right? Everyone is doing it, but no one want to talk about it in education. St. Agnes has a policy in our handbook, the one we shared in the summer. So I think with technology, we are way ahead of the game. We have an amazing computer lab, you know, our laptops, our kids use it on a regular basis, not just like one period a week, our kids using their devices all the time. But here's the thing, our kids use it, we teach them how to use it. We teach our children that technology can be a master or a servant.
That's right.
That's the difference. I think we teach our children to be children, like Father Chris said. You don't want a middle schooler preparing for college in seventh grade. You don't want a middle schooler not interacting with little one and feeling that, you know, that there's value to their life. So we're teaching our children how to use it, the ethic of using technology. Technology is here and it's not going anywhere. AI is here and it's not going anywhere. If right. people don't pay attention to the social and emotional piece that comes with technology, which St. Agnes is doing before anyone else is doing, I think we are not doing the right thing for our children.
I agree. And I have, I'm sorry, Father, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we also use technology as well to keep our building safe. So, I mean, like we have the latest and greatest in regards to our computer infrastructure, which then leads us to, you know, whether it be door access, wow. you know, building security in regards to, you know, cameras and safety. We have film that's been applied to our windows that make for a safer environment. You know, so safety and comfort yeah. of our students is a number one as well, and part of our investment into the technology allows us to do some of those other things and keep our kids safe.
And I, before again, you can go on and Fadi is kind of like repeat the phone number and the email and all that, because this is important. And I would highly suggest that you do this. Let me brag on her. The principal has been asked to be a speaker at NEASC, which is a big time prestigious organization. And so she's the principal, he's the priest. This guy forgot more about technology than most of us will know, including me. I'm getting a special course in a week or so about something. But what we have to do, and again, it's the education of your children. I'm a big believer in setting environments. What I found with my work was there's got to be structure. Yes, discipline, but discipline must be measured. And discipline must be corrective, not always punitive. So I said my piece. Nadia, please, the phone number and stuff.
All right. So again, stop by, call us, look up our webpage for more information, contact information is on our website. So if you go to stagnesacademy.com, you will find all the information you need. You can pick up the phone and call 684-3143. Again, go to our website. You will find all the information you need to contact us.
And I would suggest if you are interested, you visit and you have your child shadow right. with them. I think that's important. And I have to ask this before I forget. And if I don't, people will text me saying, you of all people forgot to ask. Do they have lunch services?
They do. So we have a free lunch for all. Wow. We have a wonderful lunch program. It's hot, hot meal every day. We have a salad bar. We have soup.
Wow.
Options. We do actually this year we are doing themes. So part of our wellness plan for this year, we have a theme around the time of the year. So it's all pumpkin. You should walk around the school. You're gonna love it. Come and visit us sometimes, Bill. I really would like to have you come and visit.
I would love to do that, and I will arrange it with you.
Yeah.
My whole thing of having you on was I'm so proud of you being selected to be a presenter, because you reinforce kind of my belief in Catholic education and people who are involved with Catholic education. And again, going back to my background, I saw the kids that slipped through the cracks with the IEPs or whatever. And the one thing I can remember and remember, was all the help we used to get. There were a couple of kids in my class that struggled, but they always had somebody helping them. And it was very quietly, you know, they were never embarrassed. And I think that's what you're created there. Again, I go back to repeat myself, but when you get to be 77, you can repeat yourself too. Environment. You have created a learning environment. Okay. And I think other schools are struggling with that. One last, what's your philosophy on cell phones?
We don't really think that the kids need them. We don't take them away or lock them. We trust our kids to keep them in their backpack and not take them at all during the day. If they need to call home, they can go use the office phone, or, you know, father offered his phone, I offered my phone. but their cell phone is not really needed or necessary. Our children, our incidence of kids like using their phone during the day is extremely, extremely low. I think during my whole 6 years, maybe like one or two times. So our children know we trust them. Yeah. They don't need it. They shouldn't be taking it out. They keep it in their backpack. We don't lock it.
And that's their parents shouldn't be calling them unless it's an emergency.
Sorry, say that again.
And their parents shouldn't be calling them.
No.
They should call the school if it's an emergency.
Of course. You know, because whatever the kid's going to do is going to go through us. So it's really distracting the kids and making, you know, putting too much pressure on them. It's the trust, right? If you have if you trust your child in a school for 6-7 hours, you really need to trust the people who are taking care of your child. We will decide if, you know, how to deliver this news, when to deliver it, if need to be delivered, when is a good time to pull them out of class, you know, how to do it. And I don't think we've ever had any issue with that.
All I can tell you is good luck, really good luck on your presentation.
Thank you.
They'll videotape them? I'm serious.
I think there's going to be some videos. I think some of my colleagues who are going to be there, I think they are going just so they can videotape me and harass me. I think there will be some videos. I'm actually happy to share that very briefly. I've also been invited to another conference in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
That is sometime in April. I didn't make a decision about it, but that's Digital Learning Annual Conference. This is a really, really big deal. And I'm excited about the opportunity. I didn't make a decision whether I want to join or not. But since we're bragging.
Well, yeah. You both have every reason in the world to brag. There's okay to be humble, but when in an environment, in a world when you're saying it, there's so much animosity and hatred and negativity, what you're like a bright and shining star, Father.
I'll just brag for Fadia for a moment that I, as you know, that I'm on a kind of a wider stage in our own diocese in regards to kind of a lot of the administration of the diocese. And I'm at meetings all the time. And one thing that I'm always proud to hear is the fact is when something comes up and is presented to the schools, that I hear it over and over again from our superintendent in school boards and, you know, on the diocesan level, that St. Agnes is first every time. And that's because of Fadia.
Father, one quick question before. Can you bring us up to speed on Camp Holy Cross?
Yeah, Camp Holy Cross is we're delighted to be offering the ministries that we do. We've been selected to be part of the Beacon of Faith campaign. So all the parishes of the diocese have been working hard to raise money for, you know, their own parishes as well as You know, other ministries of the diocese, yep. Camp on the Cross is one of those. And so we're hoping with the success of the campaign to raise $3 million that will turn us from a summer seasonal program into like at least a three-quarter year program to be evangelization center for the diocese. So we're thrilled to be part of that, seeing great success of that campaign. Anybody that has $1 million that wants to call me would welcome the conversation.
Yeah. Well, Father, all I can tell you is thanks for all the effort you put into everything you do in the diocese. Believe me, I'll tell the bishop he's got to cut you some slack between 2 and 4 a.m. in the morning for sleep.
And Bill, can I just say one last
very
thing?
Very quickly.
I'm a huge believer and genuine believer that no one person can do anything by themselves.
Right.
I have a wonderful group of wonderful families, great support from Father Chris and my superintendent. It's a privilege to be part of such a team.
All I can say, and you will understand this, but there are people who email me or text me every day. They don't like it. God bless and take today. Let's lift somebody's burden. Help them with their burden. We're all in this together. Let's start acting like that. There's enough animosity and hatred in the world. We don't need to be other part of it. God bless everybody. Thank you for taking the time. Buddy, I'm waiting for the pictures and the recording. Father, thank you. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. See you soon. Keep on.